Live.com. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the number for you to get interactive with us about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us online.
You can log on the BBS.
That's right.
Thousands of posts on the BBS.
That's what I was doing during the break.
Yeah, the hundreds of posters. It's very interesting reading. You can check out the different threads. We post all of the stories that we read on the air on there at night.
So. We've kind of ignored the flamers away from the BBS at this point. So really, we actually have some really good conversations going on there right now. A bunch of them. And it's all free. Hundreds of people, thousands of posts all there at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out. And also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, for more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, the show is about you. Political, personal, anything goes. Let's go right to the phones and right to the fun. Craig in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Craig.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent, sir.
Well, I'm pretty upset, you know, about the recent things that are going on. I should say.
What things?
You know, about these marijuana laws.
What, are there new marijuana laws now?
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, just how it's treated. And I guess the way I feel about it is I've never heard of anybody, as long as I've been living, and I'm 47 years old, I've never heard of anybody killing anybody over a joint.
No.
I've never heard of that.
It seems to me that alcohol is far more causes people to be far more dangerous to each other.
Well, they claimed the other day, I saw a news article the other day, I didn't really look too closely at it, but there was a claim made that a man killed his own mother for flushing his marijuana down the toilet.
Well, he was probably kind of a little upset about that.
Right, and that's no excuse, that's just his attitude, but yeah, you're absolutely right. No one has ever died as a result of marijuana inciting violence in someone. Yeah, in that no one has ever smoked a joint and then gone out and whacked somebody.
That's correct. And I don't know. I mean, as old as I am, Reefer Madness, I think, corrected. I mean, they changed all these laws when Reefer Madness came out.
Right.
And it's just really upsetting. And probably what really gets me going is, you know, it's big business. It's if these cops are looking for this, and it's big business. I mean, if you don't have good guys, you don't have bad guys.
Right.
And that's what they're looking for.
Well, the cops are the bad guys.
And
a lot of the cops are the bad guys when it comes to the war on drugs.
And
I think that they're pawns of the bad guys.
No, some of them really are importing the drugs. I mean, seriously, I'm not going to name names here, but I've heard the names. I've seen some of them talking on television before. Some of these guys that are very, very anti-drug in public, and they talk a good game against drug use, but then actually it turns out that they're the ones that are bringing it into the country in the first place.
Oh, correct. I mean, I go back. We're going back to business is business.
Right. Well, it's not exactly business because you can't get in and compete with these guys. I mean, if you get into the market in a given area and the sheriff's the one supplying the county, and he finds out that you're operating business in this particular industry, shall we call it, he's going to have your ass taken out or taken to jail, one or the other.
I've never really understood there is a tax on marijuana.
I've heard something about that, too. What do you know about it?
And this is what I know, and this comes back from, probably the mid-80s.
Okay.
And it was like $125 a gram. And I've never heard any more about that.
Like to where if you pay the tax, you can actually...
If you pay the tax, really you're getting arrested for tax evasion. It's kind of like where you're going back to prohibition.
Huh. Yeah, and I don't know what... Yeah, maybe that is the actual language behind the bill, but of course, you're right. Nobody talks about it.
Right.
Not that anyone could afford a tax like that.
Well, no, I know I couldn't.
Right.
Don't think you could.
No. I mean, the prohibition prices are bad enough as it is, let alone having to pay tax on top of that. It's crazy.
Right.
It's utter insanity. It's just a huge industry that does nothing but create fake criminals. Your mother, your friends, your family members, the people that that smoke marijuana. I saw a picture on the internet a few moments ago of a woman who looked to be about 75. You saw the picture, man. Which
yes, I did.
She was hitting a gravity ball. And it didn't look like it was photoshopped at all. I mean, it really looked like grandma was in there doing
it. Looked
that.
Like she had a little beard, too.
Well, she probably doesn't have cataract.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Craig, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, not really.
Oh, good call, sir. We certainly appreciate you checking in, and thanks for listening.
Well, I was, I appreciate your free radio, man.
Well, thank you. We're glad you're out there, Craig, and spread the word. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Somebody's got to do the free radio thing, right?
That's
Isn't
right.
it about time we freed radio?
I think it's about time.
Oh, Craig's still there. What, Craig? Well, since you're still here.
Can we free up this country?
How can we free up the country? Can we free up the country? What now?
Well, I don't know. I don't think the government should be suppressing as much as they suppress.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about that. Of course, the more they suppress, the more people want the things that are suppressed. I mean, that's the old saying is, if you want people to read a book, go ahead and ban it.
Yeah.
Correct. Right. I agree with you guys fully.
So let's ban Free Talk Live, and then we can go underground, man. Which, and then maybe we can charge 10 times as much for our show.
Yeah, you know, if you ask people to pay for it, they'd do it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying.
We kind of like the idea of giving away our archives. I mean, that's what we do online at freetalklive.com. Manwich has tried to convince me into charging people for the archives, and
I have just
said time and time again, you know, we give away our show. We want as many people as possible to hear this message because freedom does work, and we're the only ones talking about it on the radio.
I agree with you guys fully.
All right, Craig.
Thanks.
We're
agreeing with you. Get out of here. 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from someone who disagrees with us on this show. Seriously, we like Craig. Good call. But what we would really like, and I will get on my knees and beg for this. Please, someone who is for the drug war, since we're on the topic, someone who's for the war on drugs. I don't care if you're one of the... Well, of course, the sheriffs aren't going to call in. But someone who really thinks that it's a good idea to try and, you know, to put people in jail for possessing heroin. We won't even talk about marijuana. So I want to hear from someone who thinks that legalizing heroin is a bad idea. Someone who thinks that legalizing ecstasy is a bad idea. Where are the phone calls, huh?
I got a good pot story here for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you got? 800-259-9231.
I'm not even going to read this. Three men. I'm not even going to read the title of it.
It's the lion one, right?
Three men who thought they rescued an injured bobcat or lynx in the middle of the highway were shocked to learn it was a 65-pound mountain lion. They were even more shocked when the two of them were ticketed for drug possession. The trio was driving on U.S. Highway 36 from Estes Park, Colorado, in the evening of January the 26th when they spotted an injured animal in the middle of the road near Pinewood Springs. It looked up as if to say, "Help me," Jason Laird told the Boulder Daily Camera. The three men decided to rescue the animal so that it wouldn't be hit by another car and take it to a 24-hour veterinary clinic in Longmont.
What? That's a nice, nice thing to do for that.
No, it's a very bad idea.
What do you mean?
You do not pick up an injured anything off the road.
They felt sorry for it.
I get that. It must have been very, very, very injured. Otherwise, it would have bit them.
Oh, yeah,
hard.
I would never mess with a lion.
That's what they did. They picked up a 65-pound, 4-month-old mountain lion. Anyway, and they didn't even know what it was. That's how stoned these fellows were.
Just because you smoke marijuana doesn't mean that all people make bad decisions. These guys might have made a bad decision if they didn't happen to be smoking marijuana.
Well, they were living in Boulder, so they're flaming liberals.
Okay. So they took this beastie somewhere.
Yes.
And then something else happened. The rest of the story. Coming back. 800-259-9231. You interrupt the show. Bring up anything you want. Or comment on what we're talking about. Still want a pro-drug person. Pro-drug war person. Someone who likes the drug war. 800-259-9231. Someday we'll get one, Manwich. Someday. This is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The show's yours. You take control. Bring up anything. Political, personal, something in between. Whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
And log on and see the beautiful women of the Shrine of Female Listeners. They're fantastic. You'll love to see them.
Gee, you really sound like you're enthusiastic about that, Manwich. Sound like you're so into our website and talking about its features.
There are some attractive women on that Shrine.
There are women on the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's not a beauty contest, and we're just proud to have any old lady listen to this show, old or young. And there are old and young women that listen to this show, which is something we're very proud of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors. So I don't want you to make it sound like it's a beauty contest, because you're the first person to say it's not.
It's certainly not, but I think they're all beautiful.
B because they're listeners to Free Talk Live.
I do like that.
1-800-259-9231. So, yeah, log on at freetalklive.com and check that out. We're talking about the war on drugs again, I guess. Well, actually, no, what we're talking about now is a couple of stoners.
Drug addicts.
A couple of stoners who, well, just because you smoke marijuana doesn't make you a drug addict either.
Doesn't make you smart.
No, it doesn't make you smart either, nor does it make you stupid. Now, although there are plenty of stupid people that smoke marijuana.
Certainly.
And these guys were driving along, was it Texas?
No, they're in Colorado.
Colorado.
Near Boulder.
Driving along down the road, and they found an injured mountain lion or bobcat or something like that.
They thought it might have been a lynx or a bobcat, but right. In fact, which is just a really bad idea to pick up an injured bobcat. But
yeah.
In fact, it turned out to be even a worse idea. It was an injured mountain lion.
Well, you know,
fortunately for them, it was only a 4-month-old mountain lion, so it wasn't quite as dangerous.
Yeah, one of the reasons why you don't want to mess with an injured animal is because, well, injured animals don't exactly have the same mental faculties that human beings do.
Right.
You know, if a human being gets injured, they might cry, they might yell, but if you're trying to help them, most humans will realize they're trying to be helped, and therefore be still as you lift them onto the... Speaking of... Beast, the studio beast, just ran in here. You can see her picture online at freetalklive.com. But the difference is, if you're trying to lift a human being onto a stretcher and they're bleeding from one of their limbs or something like that, they're going to be very steady. They're going to
work with you.
They're going to, because they know you're taking them somewhere that's going to help them. Now, the wild animal, or even a domesticated animal, doesn't know squat.
No.
They don't know what's coming in the future. They don't know what happened in the past. They know that they're hurting and that someone's touching them, and they want to get away from that person because they think that person might hurt them further, possibly. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking, but they sure as hell aren't thinking like a human being, and so as a result, you may end up having this cat, which they were dealing with here, might just end up lashing out and gutting one of them or something like that as they're trying to lift it into the truck. Luckily for them, like you said, it was 4 months old, injured pretty bad, so it wasn't able to do anything to him.
Let me finish the story. The three men decided to rescue the animal so that it wouldn't be hit by another car. Admirable. They took it to a 24-hour veterinary clinic in Longmont. While Laird's friends directed traffic, he scooped up the large feline into his jacket, and the three men lifted the animal onto the back of the Jeep they were driving. One of the men sat in the back seat and stroked the animal to reassure him as they drove toward Longmont. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
They stopped in the next town, ironically called Lyons, and flagged down a Boulder County sheriff's deputy who took one look at the animal and told them they had picked up a mountain lion. The deputy notified the Colorado Division of Wildlife. The deputy told the men he smelled marijuana in the Jeep.
Jeez.
And Laird suggested it was because the cat had relieved herself in the back of the Jeep. Then the deputy...
What?
Well, it's as good as any. The deputy didn't buy it, telling the men mountain lions don't smoke marijuana, according to the deputy's report of the incident. Laird, 21, and Zachariah Deming, 19, were ticketed for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The injured mountain lion, which wildlife officers guessed was 4 or 5 months old, had to be euthanized. If it was injured enough that these three stoners could pick it up off the interstate, it would, of
course.
It's
dog meat.
Yeah, afraid so. A Dow spokesman said the men were lucky to have survived the encounter. Is Dow Denver Organization of Wildlife or something?
I don't know.
Something
whatever.
Like that. Survived the encounter without serious injuries. Todd Malmesbury told the newspaper that he'd never heard of the rescue of a mountain lion that size. A mountain lion that large can kill a deer. That's how they make a living, Malmesbury told the camera. In possession, even possession of wildlife is against the law, but the men were not ticketed for that infraction.
Dude, they're lucky that they didn't get ticketed for that because
they're lucky
I don't
they didn't
think that's
get disemboweled.
Ticket.
Is what they're lucky.
They're lucky they didn't get disemboweled, but that's not like a ticket thing. And I'm surprised they just got ticketed, as they put it, for possessing marijuana. I mean, most people that ends up with giving them a night in jail, right, or a few nights.
I couldn't tell you.
Maybe the cop gave him a ticket.
Never been caught with marijuana, thanks.
Maybe the cop just, well, neither have I, but maybe the cop just confiscated it and ticketed them and just decided he wasn't going to bring him in because they were trying to do the right thing, although still just a crappy thing for the cop to do. I mean, they were trying to help this beast, and then they get rewarded
with... Mountain lions don't smoke marijuana.
Yeah, and then they get rewarded with a $300 fine for possession of marijuana. I think it's a sad story. But again, you're right, it could have been much more tragic.
Yep. So, even possession of wildlife is against the law, but the men were not ticketed for that infraction, the sheriff's department spokesman said, because they were acting in good faith. Well, then why didn't they let him off on the pot, too?
Because they could make some money, I guess. They figured they'd make some money off of him instead of a lot of money.
Well, I just thought it was a very funny story and ought to be shared.
You're right, and luckily they're still alive. Here's another police-related story. Some Utah, and again, you want to interrupt the show, comment, change the topic, 800-259-9231. This one's a little bit more on the scary side.
Okay.
Some Utah Highway Patrol troopers are becoming medically certified to draw blood from motorists that they suspect of driving while intoxicated.
Yes, that's right. That's not a good idea.
Blood tests are necessary because portable breath tests only detect alcohol, not drugs or other possible intoxicants, said Sergeant Bureaucrat Lee Perry with the Weber County Office of the Highway Patrol. Without the medical certification, troopers now must either take a suspect to a hospital or call in a certified technician to stick a needle in the suspect's arm and take a small sample. Every time a trooper does that, it costs the Highway Patrol $50 or $60. Perry said that ends up costing him about $25,000 per year. That's chump change for a police department.
Compared to what they get out of finding drugs on people.
Yeah. Eventually, about 65 troopers will be trained throughout the state in the nominal medical procedures needed to take blood. It's no big deal. Nominal medical procedures. It's just taking blood. Don't you worry. Come on now, citizens. No big deal. No, just look the other way. Nothing going on here. A federal Highway Safety Administration grant provides the funds to hire the Utah School of Phlebotomy to teach troopers how to do it. Federal government money is what's doing this. This program coming from the federal government.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Is this a little bit frightening?
It's very scary.
Let me tell you, I have my fiance, Jackie. She's got these veins that are... I've been with her in the hospital a few times, and I've seen them try to take blood from her.
Yeah, some people it's easier than others. I give blood every 2 months, and they just poke me one time, and they get a pint.
Right, I'm like that too. If I was to give blood, I don't, because I'm so skinny, and I'll die if I give blood.
That's
basically
BS. You can give blood.
Right, it's BS.
They're like 110 pound women. I think is the 110 pounds is like the floor.
Okay,
you can give blood.
All
no
I
excuse.
Have to do is look at my arm, and veins pop out of it, basically. But Jackie, my fiance, she's got veins that look like they're right there. I mean, you can see the blue vein, right, going down her arm?
Sure.
But try to stick a needle into that sucker, and we'll come back and tell you more about what these troopers are trying to do. This could be coming to a state near you, because after all, it's a federal program, and you know those cops. They love taking money from the feds. It is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. That's to join my Carotech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Carotech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with your spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Those are the numbers you need to get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Personal, political, and we'll even do pop culture. You want to talk about Britney Spears getting pregnant? We don't care. Whatever you want to talk about. Although I think her time's about up. She's about done. I know you want her to live forever and last forever and be your concubine, but she's not going to do it, Manwich.
Britney Spears is a musical genius.
And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
It always amused me. In the 1980s, there was this sort of thing that went around that Prince was a musical genius.
Oh, yeah, right?
That Prince is a musical genius.
No.
No,
sorry.
No, he's not. But
he's just a goof.
He had a great PR machine working, though. Because people believe that, you know? If it's said with the right voice of authority, in fact, Prince is a musical genius.
Right.
But no, he's got some really crappy music, just like lots of people do.
Good point.
Not so much, yeah.
So anyway, log on.
Little Red Corvette, not proof of genius, sorry.
FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go for archives. You want the last 6 days of the show, they're right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee, none of that BS. You just go and grab them up again at FreeTalkLive.com. So, some scary news out of that bastion of freedom, Utah. It's got to be just a wonderful place to live. We don't have any affiliates there yet, but eventually I think we might be able to convince someone to pick us up in Utah. It'd be a fascinating, fascinating place to have this show on.
Chip away at their weird state.
It's a very weird place, and right now it looks like their Utah Highway Patrol troopers are becoming certified in drawing blood. Phlebotomy. They're going to the Utah School of Phlebotomy. And it's according to the Federal Highway Safety Administration is sending them a grant for this. Beth Anderson, president of the school, said the compressed 4-session course, meaning I wonder how long it normally takes for someone to learn how to draw blood.
And I don't know if I want my cops taking blood from me to be taking the compressed course.
Right. 4 sessions, meaning what, like 4 one-hour sessions? I wonder how long these sessions are. Course certifies the troopers as phlebotomists, legally and medically able to take safely a blood sample. The course even teaches troopers how to get used to the idea of sticking someone with a needle, which isn't always that easy, she said. The thing is, you've got to get over that mental state of going through some guy's skin. Well, these guys don't have a problem shooting people, so I don't think that sticking a needle is going to be a big deal for most of them.
I think lots of cops have trouble with the idea of shooting people.
Instruction also includes patient care, confidentiality, and what to watch for if the subject is about to collapse at the idea of being stuck. The troopers actually poke...
There you go. Just if they talk about sticking you, collapse.
Yeah, the troopers actually poke each other with the needles for practice in the classes. 8
Yeesh.
Sticks per trooper at each of the 4 classes. By the end, a dozen troopers in an early first class sported arms flecked with bruises and needle marks. They can come home and show their wives that they're just like the druggies now with track marks on their arms. It is frightening, and of course, how would you respond if you got pulled over by the cops and they said, oh, looks like you might be doing a little something you shouldn't be here tonight, huh, Mr. Manwich?
I don't know, man.
Get your arm,
I realize
hold
the
your
driving,
arm out here.
I realize the driving's a privilege, but taking your blood...
on the site, too. I mean, can you imagine you're on the side of the interstate, and they want you to hang your arm out the window as they insert a needle into it?
Now, crazy.
I'm not a paranoiac or anything. I'm not one of these people that puts down the... when I go into a public bathroom, I'm not one of these people that puts down the little layer on the seat. I'm not that paranoid about it. You know, I'm not worried that I'm going to get a disease from the public toilet seat.
I do.
Okay, you're one of those people.
That's not paranoiac. That's just... It's good common sense.
Well, it's not like I'm trying to get things where they shouldn't be. If you're aiming in the right place on the seat, how is anything going to get where it shouldn't be? You know what I mean?
Well, go ahead.
Anyway, I'm not one of those paranoiacs, but I would think that if you're on the side of the road, it's not exactly the most, sterile situation. I mean, I understand the needle might be sterile, the cop might actually wear some gloves, but you've got dust blowing by and dirt, and you're on the side of a road, and what happens if someone, you know, crashes into you while you're getting a needle stuck in your veins? Jeez. It just doesn't seem like the safest way to do things. It doesn't seem like anyone was really thinking about this very much.
Seems a little crazy to me.
Maybe what they were thinking was we're the cops, and we can do whatever the hell we want to.
Could the Nazis have come up with something so invasive?
That's a good question. I don't know about that. Are you suggesting our police are Nazi-like?
That's crazy. Stopping people on the side of the road and taking their blood?
I wonder what sort of probable
and
cause.
For one, it makes no sense. Most drugs will stay in your system for a period of time.
Well, they must know that. The cops must know that information.
They absolutely do know that information.
Which means that if you take drugs, period, you'll get caught. And that doesn't... It doesn't matter. Like, what you're saying is, if you had done... whatever, XYZ drug 2 weeks ago, and it's one of those drugs that stays in your system for 3 months, then it's going to look like you're a user of that drug no matter how often or how seldomly you took it.
Right, so they really can't get you for driving while intoxicated for that.
No, but maybe they can. I mean, if they can pass the law, then they can get you for it, right?
God.
And that means that they get to put another cog in the system, another individual taking up another jail cell, which means they're going to get paid extra money.
You remember
money.
Seinfeld where Elaine was failing the drug test because she kept on eating bagels with poppy seeds on them or whatever?
Right.
So she was failing the drug test.
Mm-hmm.
She was failing the heroin test or whatever because the poppy seeds would signal the give a false positive.
How quick can you figure out if a blood test is positive or not?
Like, I would assume they have sort of immediate stuff that just reacts with, you know, if it's in your blood that it reacts with it and gives a reading.
I guess it's gotten that sophisticated, and so I guess they don't have to have a little mini centrifuge in their car and stick the blood in there to separate it out. You know how when they normally test your blood, they centrifuge it first and then they check it?
Well, I was I had the privilege of seeing the inside of a police car. I think it was yesterday because mm-hmm. I was in an auto wreck. I got bumped in the rear end of my car, and I got to see the inside of one of those cars. And man, they got computers in there,
right.
And it's just amazing the gizmos that they have in their cars.
Sure.
So they might even have a centrifuge.
So luckily, you're not in Utah. Otherwise, they might have tried to stick your ass.
It's crazy.
You got a car accident. They got to check you, right? Didn't they check the other guy because he hit you? Didn't they check him to see if he was drunk?
I don't believe they did, no.
He probably was drunk. I don't know why they didn't check him.
I don't.
He said he was a contractor. Those guys drank all day long.
Please, that's a terrible thing to say.
Come on, man. How long have you lived in Florida? How many contractors have you known?
The guy wasn't clearly inebriated.
That doesn't mean he wasn't drinking, though.
I don't think he was.
These guys bring six-packs to the job site. 12,
it was
24
only,
packs.
It was noon.
And they have liquid lunches, too. I'm telling you, dude. Have you ever known any construction people?
Yes, many. I worked in the construction field.
And you didn't see just rampant drug use and alcohol use on the job site?
Well, I did see drug and alcohol use on the job site.
Okay. Would you categorize it as rampant?
It would have been more rampant if they had more money.
You mean the individuals, if they had more spending dollars in their pockets, they would have been using it all to buy more drugs, right?
I would say so, yes.
Thank you. You've completely vindicated me. At least, maybe it's not this way in the rest of the states of the union, but here in the state of Florida, where we do this show from, if you work in construction, the odds are good that you either are a heavy drinker or you use some sort of narcotic substance. That's just what I've experienced. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. They managed to build the damn building, so obviously it doesn't really require that much expertise. As long as you know how to use a level. I guess you can get the job done, even if you're inebriated. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Bring up anything. And speaking of government, and we're going to tell you about how government just doesn't work. We'll prove it coming up next. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Bring up anything political, personal, whatever's on your mind. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, and grab the updates. Sign up. It's very quick, very simple. Whenever there's something new in regards to the show, if you're on the updates list, you're the first to find out about it. So log on to freetalklive.com and get interactive. So we're talking about this new...
If it wasn't for the updates, I wouldn't know what was going on on the show.
The situation in Utah where the troopers are being trained to draw blood from people... Scary situation. We don't like it. If you want to comment, do it. But it doesn't matter how draconian they get. It doesn't matter what kind of enforcement provisions. It doesn't matter if they make drug dealing a crime punishable by death. It doesn't matter if they lock the border down with a Great Wall of America. It doesn't matter if they search every single vehicle in the United States. The drugs will continue to be distributed on the streets of America. Why is it? Because it doesn't matter how much force you apply to the American people, they will continue to find the ways around it.
To do what they want to do.
To do exactly what they want to do, and Americans want to get high. Not all of them, but there's a sizable chunk of them that do. Millions of individuals, millions of Americans in this country have smoked marijuana. Probably hundreds of thousands, if not a few million, have done harder drugs than marijuana. I mean, there aren't any hard numbers on this, because most people don't want to tell the truth about it. But that's the way it is, and you're not going to stop people from wanting to alter their chemistry.
It's got to be millions of people
who've
done hard drugs.
Yeah.
Has to be.
I agree with that as
well.
There's
270 million people in the United States.
There's got to be at least a few million that have taken hard drugs.
And I mean, so if you say 1% of the population, that's more than 1 million.
Our board operator says, slap my ass and call me a percentage. We don't know what that means. 800-259-9000.
He's his own show.
So it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how much blood you draw. The government will never be able to stop the flow of drugs. The government will never be able to stop the terrorism situation unless they stop messing in other people's countries. The government can't do anything right. That's like the most critical thing that you could possibly learn about how the government operates. And the government barely operates. It barely functions. They can't, even the most simple things, it just can't figure it out. And here's just a fantastic example of how inept the government really is. It's completely unrelated to the drug war, though. So again, if you want to chime in, 800-259-9231. The FBI's failure. Oh, that's not a... You never heard those two words before, together, FBI and failure. The FBI's failure to roll out an expanded computer system that would help agents investigate criminals and terrorists is the latest in a series of costly technology blunders by the government over more than a decade. Experts blame poor planning, rapid industry advances, and the massive scope of some complex projects whose price tag can run into the billions of dollars at U.S. agencies with tens of thousands of employees. Well, why is it there's poor planning, Manwich? Why is it that that they can't just put this together and make it work?
Well, because they don't have profit motive.
No, they're bureaucrats. There's no motive, period. There's no incentive for them to make things better. It sounds nice to say, hey, let's put a new computer system in. We got all kinds of money. You'd think if they had enough damn money, they could get the job done. I mean, if they have enough money, they can build a road, right? I mean, the roads aren't the best roads, but at least they can build the damn road if they throw enough money at it. And in some cases, if they throw enough money, and if they threw enough in this case, they'd probably get something done eventually. But apparently $170 million just wasn't enough for these guys. According to the FBI, earlier this month, they have decided they're going to shelve their $170 million virtual case file project because it is inadequate and already it's outdated. The system was intended to help agents, analysts, and others around the world share information without using paper or time-consuming scanning of documents. Translation, the FBI is still using paper.
Oh, my God.
Officials said commercial...
I didn't even think of it that way.
Officials said commercial software might accomplish some of what the FBI needs. The Bureau's mess, the subject of investigation by the Justice Department in an upcoming congressional hearing, was the latest black eye amongst ambitious technology upgrades by the government since the 1990s. The IRS sought $388 million last year for its $1.7 billion business system modernization program, which congressional investigators said continues to be over budget and 15 months late. The plan will modernize the IRS systems for collecting taxes, auditing returns, and helping taxpayers with questions. By the way, when the IRS answers questions, it gets the answers wrong about 40-50% of the time. The
their
most
own
basic
tax
questions,
yes.
The most basic ones you could possibly ask. Like, what's a 1040? So $388 million, that's what they needed extra on top of their $1.7 billion program, because they constantly can't meet their budgets. This is how the government works. They set a goal, they set a budget, and then they just blow it out of the water. And they demand more and more and more taxpayer dollars to try to meet the original goals of the original program, of the original concept. And they never come anywhere close. whether it be a modernization program like this or something like we had here in the state of Florida with this asinine high-speed rail that the voters tried to give us here. They estimated the amount it would cost, and the estimates just kept going up and up. We got the government health care package that George Bush passed last year, where immediately after it was passed, they said, oh, looks like we made a mistake. It's actually going to cost 33% more than we originally had imagined. And, of course, it still hasn't been implemented yet, so who knows how much it really will end up costing. There's more to this story. 800-259-9231, unless you want to interrupt the show and take control, which you can do, because that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You've heard about PAWS from BioLox International and its bubble-up technology, but have you heard about BioLox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioLox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioLox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioLox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioLox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioLox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. That's BioLox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioLox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, 800-259-9231, but only if you want it to be. Otherwise, it's me and Manwich's show, and we'll talk about what we want. Anything goes.
We sure will.
800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We get the live streaming there, so if you're on the periphery of one of your radio station, one of our radio station affiliates' signals, and it's just unlistenable, log on at freetalklive.com. We got crystal clear feed right there for you. But also, if you're in an area of this country where we're not on the air yet, because we're relatively new to syndication, actively looking for affiliates at this very moment, call your local program directors, call your local talk stations, talk to the program director, tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern, Saturday from 8 to 10 Eastern, all right?
Very simple. Call KLSX because we're never going to be able to pay for their airtime.
So we're talking about the government and how completely inept at everything they are. Right now, looks like the FBI has shelved a $170 million virtual case file computer upgrade project. The IRS is $388 million over a $1.7 billion budget for their computer upgrade project. The Federal Aviation Administration has doubled its cost estimates to $1.69 billion for its standard terminal automation replacement system since 1996. They've been working on this for almost 10 years. According to the Transportation Department's Inspector General, the new system would replace the outdated computers that control air traffic within 5 to 50 miles of airports. Again, have been working on it since 1996. The government is just as inept in buying computers as it is for using them for accounting, according to a 1994 report called Computer Chaos from a Senate Governmental Affairs Subcommittee. The system is indeed broken, and it's time to fix it. Well, how the hell are you going to fix it? These idiots can't get anything right. What are you going to do? Throw more money at the problem? You've got a bunch of bureaucrats, worthless, donut-eating bureaucrats, that just have no incentive to do anything right. There's no reason for them to rush this along. There's no reason for them to meet budget, because if they don't meet budget...
So what?
They get more money! Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, the senator, senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, called the FBI's computer overhaul a train wreck in slow motion. These guys are great at, you know, throwing insults out when they get the chance, but they're the ones who are approving these budgets, aren't they? Some industry experts praised the FBI for their decision, saying that its potential $170 million loss, our $170 million loss, it's not the FBI got... Oh, it's not their money. It paled in comparison to other government technology blunders. They also noted that Director Robert Mueller pulled the plug when he realized the system wouldn't work. Well, at least he stopped it, put a stop to it. Some government programs never stops. Have you heard of the Big Dig?
Oh, yeah. It's in Boston. It's a road construction deal.
It's a construction quagmire is what it is.
Quagmire. It's been
going on for years. They've been trying, I don't even know what the goal of this project is now. I don't know what it originally was. It was like originally to build a bridge or something like that, or build a tunnel. And they have been constructing in this one area of the city for something like a decade. And the money just keeps on getting poured into this project. Government can't get anything right. Later on in this article, we don't have time to get to it, but later on, somebody makes the claim that, well, even the private sector has problems with upgrades. Well, the difference is, if the private sector has a problem and they lose some damn money, it's their investors' money that they lose. Not mine.
Right.
It doesn't bother me if Microsoft can't upgrade, and the idea that some private sectors can do these things is asinine. The government can't do anything, and you have to pay for it. Private sector, if they lose their ass, they just go out of business. Someone else replaces them. It's Vinny in here with you.
And man,
we'll see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, log on and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
If you're talking...